No doubt.
All right, everybody. Welcome to 335 Live.
Ninja!
Anyway, here on Tuesday nights, that probably gets uploaded live or Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know. I don't pay attention to the uploads. I only just watch Power Rangers, so you don't have to. Damn. Alien Rangers. God, it sucks compared to what I remember as a kid.
I mean, I even barely remember it as a kid. That's how little, like, it was even shown in reruns. Like, they never even reran it very much.
No,
it wasn't that popular.
No, it wasn't.
And VR Troopers was more popular.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that got two seasons.
Alien Rangers, just to tell everyone, give you the Sentai background. Matt, what did you learn first?
Okay, well, somehow, Saban got the idea from a Sentai that's literal name is Ninja Sentai Kakuranger. Oh, aliens, of course. Because why the hell wouldn't they be? For those that also may have listened to our previous podcast dealing with the Ninja Quest episodes, this is the Sentai that Ninjor originates from. He's a ninja man in Japan. I don't know much else about the Sentai other than what I learned from watching Gokaiger. And a little bit of background research, you know, for, like, what Alien Rangers was based off of. But, yeah, like, obviously, even as a kid, I mean, one of the things that really struck me as weird is that, okay, they're aliens, so I guess aliens have ninjas on their planet?
The two things that I wanted to point out about this particular season is that it's 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, because literally the first episode of Alien Rangers should have been the last episode of season 3.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And it makes actually perfect sense is that the Zords,
Mega Ninja Zords?
No, it was the Shogun Zords.
Yeah.
So the Shogun Zords, believe it or not, and this is where I got confused, is said, wait a minute, if they had six colors of the Ninja Megazord, why weren't there six colors of the Shogun Megazord? And I learned something about that apparently in the Sentai that the Falcon Zord was never an actual Zord. It was an artillery accessory for the Zord.
There's certain Zords that people don't pilot.
And like, so that the White Ranger's Zord was actually the Crane.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, because that's why the Falcon Zord carries over into the Shogun Megazord. And that's why there is no pink Shogun Megazord. However, there is a pink Shogun Megazord while it's in Titanus in the opening sequence. But they had, in no episode, is that ever actually featured in.
Yeah, that was just some, I don't know.
The pink was, it was an advertising for the toys.
Right, yeah.
Because the pink was an exclusive color to the U.S. marketing for Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool. But at the same time, that's the same Zord that Kat and Tommy both co-piloted, not for many episodes.
No.
But the Shogun Megazords, that makes absolute sense because that explains why there's not a pink Battleborg. Overall, I think that was a huge coincidence for Saban, and Saban got goddamn lucky when it came to realizing that the Falcon Zord just literally had a red, not the Falcon Zord, the Crane Zord, had like a pinkish red stripe on it that he could play. Oh, by the way, I can make that Kimberly Zord. But when she goes away, they can share the Shogun Zord. Then I can make the white one a pink one in the toy. I'm like, so literally, Saban, you got fucking lucky with your colors there. Overall, it starts off, Zordon calls on the Alien Rangers to help them defend Earth. That's it. You get these aliens from Aquitar who, it was kind of an afterthought. After the world is pretty much going to shit, the Rangers have been completely turned into kids. Most of them actually kind of look like they're actual actors.
Yeah, they did a great job with the casting and stuff for, like, these kids that, like, you could easily see each one of them growing up into, you
know,
their adult, like, counterpart. Yeah.
But Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers, 1996, one season consisted of 10 episodes. First episode being Alien Rangers of Aquitar, Part 1 and Part 2 were the two first episodes. We get to learn who they are. They're trying to figure out how they bring the kids more or less back to being the Power Rangers. And Alpha says, Zordon, what about the Alien Rangers from Aquitar? Because I think Billy or somebody says we need more Power Rangers. And that's how it comes to be. But the problem is they live on a planet that is 100% consists of water.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need water pretty much, I want to say, 80% of the day to survive.
Yeah.
If I can remember all their names, it was Sestro the Blue Ranger, Delphine the White Ranger.
LeVar Burton.
Oh God, I can't. Okay, Yellow Ranger, Tidius. Okay. These were hard ass names to remember. Orico was the Red Ranger, and the Black Ranger was Cor something. Corse? No, Corcus. There we go. Corcus. They were not normal names, my guy.
No.
Delphine was by far the coolest one, I thought, in my opinion.
Sestro is pretty sweet. He's kind of like the Billy of like the nerd and, you know, Ranger, but...
My only problem with the whole thing is this. Maddie said the Sentai, or the Super Sentai, had Ninjor in it, and this whole storyline doesn't have... What happened to Ninjor?
Yeah, Ninjor that's the whole is, stupid like, point.
Ninjor is eradicated from the storyline. Yeah. You have the Sentai use him.
He's trapped, right? Didn't we... Is he still trapped?
Well, the story is that, yeah, I think he, like... He was still, I think, captured.
I don't remember if he helped out the Alien Rangers at all.
Yeah, did he? I don't know. I never really rewatched this season.
No, I mean, the fact that we have this beautiful on-demand library of every episode. Yeah, of the Power Rangers, that we can literally skim through the fucking episodes. And, I mean, just taking you through the first episode, basically, it's exactly, it's...
The first episode is just setting up the premise. Like, it's just, it's giving you the situation of, like, hey, the Rangers are kids, they can't morph.
Yeah, Master Vile's still in charge.
Which, Master Vile's really cool.
Yeah.
I really want to know, I want to look to see, I got the wiki for the Sentai here. I want to see, what is Master Vile's, like, role in the actual, like, show?
So, Master Vile plays Rito Rito's father.
Ninja Man! The pupil of San Shinsho, who was trapped within a blue pot as punishment a millennium ago for allowing himself to be fooled by Daimao.
I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Daimao? To attack the humans.
Okay. Oh, right.
The bad guys in that show were called the Yokai. Hang on. Okay. This wiki doesn't say much about villains.
No, I really had to do my own research on some of these. I bought the season on DVD. Thinking there'd be more to learn. Yeah, there really wasn't.
They come across as kind of throwaway episodes for the most part. Like,
they're filler episodes to get to Zeo. That's really it.
They're filler episodes to get to Zeo.
And I think Matt pointed out that... First of all, I want to point out that their morphing sequence I absolutely really like. Where they go... Avatar power.
They're freaking... what's it called? The filters that they put on their voice is so annoying.
Hey, it's like an underwater...
Yeah. They're meant to sound like they're talking underwater, or they're talking while they're gargling water or something. It's really annoying. Like, why they thought this was a good idea for recurring characters, at least, to be talking like this is beyond me why they thought that was a good idea.
Now, personally, I like their uniforms a lot. They look like ninjas. Wait to see the Sentai footage.
I do enjoy their Sentai footage.
It's also insane. The Sentai footage is fantastic.
And the monsters look really cool.
So, I mean, overall, it's... The first couple episodes, did it need to be 10 episodes? And I was thinking to myself, I said, why is it? Now, again, this is part of why they go on the Zeo quest. You have an episode for everyone, I think, except it's like three of them are combined or something like that. And basically, so we get to episode 3. We have Climb Every Fountain. Billy and the Young Rangers devise a scheme to outsmart the monster. So Billy eventually is the only one to turn back to normal size.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's five Zeo... Because he made a machine that did it, and did it just in time.
He tested it on himself.
Yeah, he did that before the machine could get it, or was destroyed.
Something like that. That's what plays into him leaving later on. Zeo.
Yeah, so episode 3, it's all right. Episode 4, the alien trap. Billy and the Young Rangers attempt to free the alien rangers from a toxic lake. Now, this is stupid. They figure, okay, we're just going to... destroy all the natural water in the world and just make it toxic so the alien rangers can't recharge. So they have to go back to Aquitar and come back. At this point, I'm like, you're really stretching for ideas here. The greatest parts are fucking Zed and Rita during this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
The alien rangers, they got their suits completely. I would have so much more to say about the series, but I don't.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's ultimately, not, like, literally all this was a 10-episode prologue to Zeo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it is. It was, I'm about to look this up right now, if my phone would cooperate, but, like, I'm really curious as to just, like, you know, what were some of the thoughts of, like, the producers into making this? Like, I'm guessing maybe they were just testing the waters, no pun intended, to see if, you know, a show could sort of sell on the idea of, like, new Rangers or something.
And new suits,
leading up to Zio.
Like a spinoff?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Is the franchise big enough for a spinoff?
Right.
Which it wasn't. Their Zords were cool, though.
What do you mean? This technically, Alien Rangers, even though it was shitty, it was successful.
The Alien Rangers Zords were cool.
Yeah, the Battle Borgs. But, again, they were also... Oh, and they mentioned that. They said, oh, by the way, your master, Ninjor, gave us Battle Borgs some fucking years ago that were just the exact same shape of the Ninja Zords. I was like, what?
Yeah, so why isn't Ninjor in this storyline? I don't buy the whole thing. He's trapped. What,
yeah.
They just didn't want to use... They just either didn't want to reuse the Sentai footage to use him... Or I think
the Sentai footage they did use was when they tried to use it for the Ninja Quest.
Did they run out of Sentai footage for him?
I know most of, like, the season 3, like, monsters and stuff were derived from this show. So I do think they ran out of, you know, the bulk of what they could use. But I still, again, like, what you're arguing, like, I still don't understand because... I didn't watch Ninja Sentai Ninja Man, mm-hmm. but, like, I am curious, because I'm pretty sure Ninjor was, like, that side, yeah, he was like, a mixture of, like, Zordon and Alpha, mm-hmm. in the sense that he was always around, you know, like, even if he didn't necessarily fight as much or something, like, he was always around, he was even in, like, two or three episodes of Gokaiger, and everything, so, like, he was a pretty significant character, to the show that this spin-off series was based off of. So, yeah, like, I'm trying to see if maybe there's, like, an answer to that somewhere.
So I'm just going to run down the episodes just to bang that out real quick. So we had episode 5, Attack of the 60-Foot Bulk. Rita and Zed turned Bulk into a brat boy monster. Again, stupid. What Are You Thinking is episode 6. The young rangers search for their pieces of the Zeo Crystal to recover their powers. So they learn about the Zeo Crystal.
So they start the Zeo Quest in episode 6.
Yeah, Zordon goes, oh, by the way, when the Zeo Crystal came back to us, I blasted it into 3 or 5 parts and sent them into mystical places so you wouldn't find them. And it's like, fuck. Okay, now we need them. So they send everybody on their each individual mission. Like, episode 7, Along Came a Spider is about Adam's... search through Korea to find his Zeo Crystal. Then we have Sorrow of the Seas, episode 8. Tommy and Catherine continue their search for their Zeo Crystals. Then we have...
Do we get any inclination, like, when Adam grabs the Zeo Crystal, is it green to get some flash
it
green
is.
Or anything?
It is. The colors of them turn into the... Okay. Go into them. Yeah.
I didn't remember that. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, Hog Day Afternoon, part 1 and 2, which is episode 9 and 10, which completes the rest of the show. Zed and Rita send the Hydro Hog to Earth to suck up all the water. Aisha faces a difficult decision in her Zeo quest while the Alien Rangers battle Hydro Hog. Hydro Hog is the number one enemy, if not probably the one of the worst, on Aquitar that comes to Earth to try and destroy the water source so they can't help. And it's a mess of a Power Rangers series. Because, again, it's like, what is the real premise here? Power Rangers, they lose their power. They get other Rangers to help them. Other Rangers have trouble. The Power Rangers stay, go on their own Zeo quest, come back, successfully get their Zeo crystals, and then Zeo begins. So, again, I was looking forward to Alien Rangers because I really like the suits, the Sentai, and everything about it. But I'd rather watch the Sentai.
I feel like the best thing to come out of it, honestly, mm-hmm. is the fact that we get Tanya for Aisha.
Yeah.
Literally, that is honestly the best thing to come out of it.
No, and I like Aisha, don't get me wrong, but Tanya is tremendously better being a Power Ranger.
Significantly better. Significantly
better. They give her way more to do and everything than Aisha.
Like, Tanya's just way more capable. What was the story with Tanya? Was she like a relative of Aisha or something?
No, it was actually interesting. It was Aisha went into, it was like ancient Africa or something. I don't want to say ancient Africa. I don't know what that's.
Yeah, it's not ancient.
You know, it was a weird.
It was Africa from like 20 years ago or something.
Something like that. You know what? I'm actually going to, Matt, when we figure it out, let's live reaction the last episode.
Okay. Yeah. That good.
Just to give everybody, you can hear exactly how we feel, but to wrap up the series, Alien Rangers, I feel like you have to watch it in order because that's where season 3 of Mighty Morphin leaves off, and it's literally the beginning of Zio. So I feel like it's necessary, but I was just heavily disappointed.
Yeah.
And I like the Alien Rangers a lot. I don't know if it was the kids that I didn't like. I don't know if it was the stories, the premise. I wanted to see more of the Aquatar Rangers and, like, them fighting and the Sentai. I felt like
the first two episodes were decent, were pretty good. And then after that, they kind of dropped the ball storyline-wise. Like, you turn Kid Bulk into a mon. Like, stupid, man.
It was. It was...
I feel like Saban basically said, let's just get through this Alien Ranger thing to get to Zeo. That's it. That's basically what it was.
I don't think he knew how to get to Zeo without doing this.
Give me, like, a summary, quick summary of how we get the Rangers from Mighty Morphin to Zeo, turn them into kids, replace Aisha with Tanya.
Well, the one thing I noticed is Saban never actually had... I don't think... Oh, I could be wrong. But did they actually use the... did they recycle the Alien Ranger suits at all during this?
What? The...
For the series. I don't remember if they just used stock footage or they actually had the costume sent to them.
I honestly think they just used Sentai footage. I honestly think the bulk of this show was stock footage. I don't think they even... Because, like, do we even see the Alien Rangers, like, in costume without their helmets
I don't think we see them in costume, yeah.
I think for a brief moment, I think Sestro is.
Okay, then that might be.
It might be. I don't remember.
I mean, I know they have the Red Alien Rangers suit because the Red Alien Rangers suit plays a part in the Forever Red episode that comes like almost a couple of years down the line.
Nonetheless, though, it's easily forgettable.
You're left wanting more.
Yeah, at the same time, I want more.
It's left very inconsequential. Like, you know, like, they could have very easily had, like, a two-part episode.
They could have done, like, a five-episode thing.
Like, it really just seemed like they were just trying to milk new toys. Well, maybe that's the reason why we even have this. I don't know. But,
yeah, nonetheless, we're going to sit back and we're going to watch the last episode of Alien Rangers and just, again... Because we're going into our Zeo transaction, or if you will.
Yeah.
Transition. I don't know why I say transaction. Fucking tired. Too much of that cheeseburger at fucking Burger King guy.
Oh, God. Fun fact. Yeah. Rocky is played by one of the kids from the Three Ninjas franchise.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, that I'm reading.
I wonder why he's annoying. Sorry.
I can't stand Rocky in the series. The little kid. He annoys the ever-living hell out of me.
And this is also, like...
I'd rather have Justin.
Yeah, first female leader.
Delphine? I like Delphine's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But...
It is cool that they kept that. That is something that Saban kept from the Sentai, was that the White Ranger in the Sentai is also actually the leader.
That's why Delphine was so lucky.
Yeah.
Doing that. So, all right, so we're going to play it off. Last episode of Zeo. I'm at Zeo. Alien Rangers into Zeo, because next week then we talk about Zeo.
Yeah, might as well. I genuinely feel like, I don't know, as we have the episode playing, do you want to sort of like jump in to sort of just like Gold Ranger and then maybe like our overall thoughts on the show?
For next week?
Yeah.
I gotta finish it.
Right.
I got like a few more episodes. We're
pretty much almost done with it.
Yeah, because it's just like, as we've rewatched episodes, it's like I've noticed that, you know, the show doesn't even really get a consistent story arc until, like, the Gold Ranger, which is, like, the last, like, 15 episodes of the show. Like, all the other episodes of the show are just normal, like, Monster of the Week episodes. I mean, yeah.
That's why I said, for me, Zeo doesn't start until Gold Ranger literally shows up.
And that's literally only, like, 15 episodes, like... of the series, like, which is interesting because it's like, as a kid, I thought I remembered the Gold Ranger being more present.
Yeah.
But he really, like...
Well, you gotta remember the Tri episodes, too. I mean, he was in a lot of episodes. He had, like, parts in a lot of episodes.
Yeah, don't forget to stay tuned. Episodes. Oh, after this, because tomorrow's Halloween.
Yeah.
Or actually, in maybe an hour or so. We're gonna live reaction the first ever Halloween episode. So don't forget to stay tuned for that on a separate podcast. So, here we go. Last episode of Alien Rangers.
So maybe this whole Billy turning adult thing...
This is why Billy couldn't handle the powers.
Is why is why he couldn't become the Gold Ranger, because his physical...
He couldn't become the Gold Ranger because he decided to dive onto the control panel while it was exploding. When Zed and everybody blew up the command center.
Found some water.
That's the first good news we've had all day.
You were right, Alpha. It was in the command center's earthquake readiness kit.
You guys should get that to Delta.
Command center's earthquakes kit. Matt, there you go.
Search for more water. I'll tell them to join you.
We're out of here.
I tell you what, these kids do a good job.
So what do you think?
Yeah, they're okay.
Is this hyper-ionization beam gonna work?
I'm relatively sure it will work, but just how effective it will be, I'm afraid I cannot say.
Well, it's just gotta relieve enough water from that cloud to get the alien rangers back on their feet.
Right.
Oh yeah, they're trying to get rain from the cloud.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Because they've taken all the... Look at this.
How convenient that they're in an empty pool.
Well, they were sent to the pool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were sent to the pool because Alpha's like, oh, where's there a bunch of water? He's like, oh, wait, the local swimming hole or something.
Just hang on.
Kid does a good job playing Tommy.
Having trouble finding background info on
Alien Rangers?
Yeah.
That's what I said. I couldn't find much.
Yeah.
So here's your answer about the tribe and Aisha. Did they go and explain?
This is just where her Zeo crystal is?
Yeah. It's literally just being... They're just holding it for her until she gets there. Sounds like
Aisha.
Let
me take a look at you. Why, it is as if I was looking at my own reflection 50 years ago.
I remember my mom telling me about my great aunt Michelle. Do you think?
Yes, it is a sign. You are home.
Yeah, they're looking like, what the hell?
So Tanya was a kid here too.
Again, there's a lot of this that doesn't make sense to me.
So like when she joins the Rangers, she just gets aged up.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, of course she'd be a kid. They did turn it back 20 years.
No, but it's just like, but they pull her into the Rangers stuff.
And they reverse. And yeah.
So it's like, what, 20 years of her life just like poof?
No, apparently, because Aisha is the one who tells her about her parents.
Right.
Yeah. So they're still friends? Well, they'll show it at the end.
Aisha is the one that sends her the map where she finds her parents.
It's weird.
I give it to you.
Which is a good plot line they pick up on later on.
In hopes that you will stay.
She can't Oh, this is her life's calling. Aisha will stay. And Tanya will go.
This is what I was sent here to find.
We were told
a crystal in the shape of a visor that's a pain to see out of.
Perhaps that day is here.
Everywhere they go, the kids...
Yeah.
They don't have to save anything. They just have to, like, meet their ancestors. She literally has to save them from something.
Huh. We just have to do everything we can to keep them...
Never
right.
Has handing water sounded so metal. They're literally just passing water, and it's just epic.
You're supposed to drink only 8 gallons a day, sir.
Just give it to Cestro and Delphine. Let the other ones go.
Right.
Who cares about Tidius Corcus and the other guy?
I don't know how this works. He throws the beam into the viewing globe.
The alien ranger's vital signs are beginning to weaken. Proceed at once.
Right, Zordon. Crash your digits, Alpha. Here goes.
And then it hits a cloud.
Through the viewing globe.
It's a really weak plot, to tell you the truth.
Why could
it? So they made it. They made it the weather, so it freaking started raining.
Yeah.
While the Rangers get rained on, pouring water on these guys.
Like it's actually pouring. But nobody's snoring.
It is enough to finish the hydro.
How is that enough? When you needed every day of every hour to go home and recharge.
Yeah, right.
But when you were on the lake, or I'm sorry, the fountain. Yeah, was it enough? You know, never
I wish
mind.
I could see what she looked like without the discount Star Trek reject headpiece.
How come there's only five Alien Rangers? There was always supposed to be five.
Yeah. Not every Sentai in the early days of Sentai had like a six ranger. Some of them only had five.
That's what Ninjor was.
And Ninjor kind of acted as like a six ranger.
Ninjor was the seventh ranger, yeah. Pretty much.
Kinda, yeah. But
until they wrote the four guy out of the series.
Zhu Ranger, I think, was like the first Sentai that like popularized the concept of having like an extra. But I'm sure Power Rangers also had an influence on that as well.
This guy looks like a legit, like, Dragon Ball Z character.
Yeah, he looks like Majin Buu.
He's literally a blue Majin Buu with, like, a water theme outfit.
Oh, yeah, so they can also command the Shogun Zord.
How convenient.
It makes you think, then what's the point of the Battle Borgs? Because the Battle Borgs, you can use them... They can use them telekinetically, but... I don't know. Oh, he stopped it.
This guy looks like he ate one too many Shiba.
I love how it's an origami, what's it called? Dove? On the hat for the helmet?
Oh, that's. Yeah. You're right. See, like, they were mad creative with this stuff.
Oh, it just falls flat on its ass.
I love that there's shipment boxes that say Command Center on them. Yeah. Like, alright, cool. Like, is there a secret staff to the Command Center that we don't know about?
It appears they need additional power.
The Falcon Zord. I can use the remote control device to initiate the Shogun Mega Falcon Zord.
Jeez, thanks, say Billy. That five times fast.
That is, again, prime example of Saban getting lucky. The most coincidental thing.
I mean, I imagine, at least to some degree, they plan this out a little bit.
I don't know, but it also puzzled me then, if there was only five Ninja Zords to begin with, then why did the Falcon Zord get its own ninja coin? Was that only in Power Rangers?
Yeah, yeah. Because the White Ranger in Sentai, his powers had nothing to do with the coin.
Hmm. I like this.
White Ranger in Sentai was a kid.
Yeah. I believe the Gold Ranger was as well.
I believe. I'm looking into that.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'd be. It grow missile boobs.
Shogun Mega Falcon Zord actually is way cooler than what they just had before.
Than just the Shogun Zord?
Yes.
So it's, all it did was add a weapon.
Zordon, we must go in search of water. We are teleporting back to the lake.
We cannot possibly thank you enough, Ranger.
I thought the lake didn't have any water. Or it was poison. I don't remember.
I just wish Aisha would get back.
Nah, she's taking her sweet ass time. That guy actually did seem like Adam.
Begin scanning all temporal dimensions for her biorhythms.
Right away, Zordon.
Their GPS system in the command center blows my mind.
Are you certain about this?
Yes, there are.
We have to go back where Tanya originally found me.
Very well. It is absolutely for the best.
What's with the Jungle Book like sun?
Africa, it's got a... It's probably all Saban really knew about Africa.
Literally.
You watched The Jungle Book? Yeah. Did Jungle Book even come out by that? Not Jungle Book. Lion oh my King. God, The Lion King.
The Lion King, dude.
Holy shit.
But at this point, yes.
Yeah, The Lion King was out.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
It's Aisha. Who's that with her? She has the crystal.
Hooray! Rocky looks like a douchebag.
What if I don't fit in?
I'm sorry, the kid who plays Rocky, that haircut and everything, like... Who the fuck would you, why would you give your kid that haircut?
Okay, because oh, Zordon can just do this.
Zordon, this is Tanya. I'm sending her back with my crystal. I have to stay here. With my knowledge of animals and my experience as a Power Ranger, I know
know I cannot volunteer for this plague.
My instincts told me this would happen with one of you. We shall miss you greatly, Aisha. We are all proud of your accomplishments.
She didn't do anything.
I love you, and being a part
she did nothing as a ranger.
Yeah, she really did nothing.
We all feel the same.
You formed the foot of the Megazord.
Your decision to remain has altered the course of your family's history, and you will find that they have joined you when the world is returned to the future.
Yes.
How does he know this?
He's stuck at a time warp, so I guess he can see reality.
Oh, by the way, since you have agreed to stay in the Pez, you have altered your family's timeline. Congrats.
Remember when we were watching
it? Granted, how has that not altered the Rangers' history as well?
Because they were still...
If she's in Africa 20 years in the past, then she's not going to be the saber-toothed tiger in the future.
I think... Because, I
don't Tanya's know. The saber-toothed tiger in the future.
That's what I'm saying.
It's at her family's course of history, not everyone else's.
That's not how time travel works.
you're arguing with an interdimensional being, guy.
Yeah, how time travel works.
This is a very brave thing that she has done.
What I find hilarious about this is, what happened with Aisha's family?
They teleport to the thing.
Now we gotta enroll this kid in school, we gotta get her a home.
Put the Zeo crystal in order.
Right, Zordon.
It's a good thing Billy was the one that got aged, otherwise none of the other Rangers would have had a difficult time figuring this out.
Good thing Saban had a leftover blender that he could just repurpose into whatever the hell this is.
What was stopping Zordon from creating the turbo powers?
What?
Like the turbo ring, like the turbo. Why couldn't he have just done that instead of all this?
The fan theory for Turbo is that when like Billy like disappeared during the Gold Ranger arc, and he was just like there were some things I had to take care of. The fan theory is that Billy was working on that.
Oh, the Turbo Zords?
Yeah, but like that was what he was doing when he disappeared.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but that's just a fan theory. That's not confirmed or anything. So that's part of what people hated about Turbo. There was no reason for them to switch to cars.
That's what I hated about it. Yeah. So I thought it was literally the dumbest thing in the world. Yeah.
We went from the mystical power of ninja
to, yeah, see ya! And now we're to cars.
Oh my god, did you see that?
I have to see that again.
Hold on, let's rewind that.
Yeah, everyone.
Fuck it. I don't know if that was by accident or on purpose or they just left it in there.
I want to say they probably left it in.
But pay attention. Just look at Rocky.
What are we doing here? I won't tell anybody if you don't.
Mm-hmm. This right here.
We're back. It worked. Where'd it go, Billy?
Maybe him hitting himself in the head is what makes him a likable character in Zeo.
Yeah, right?
Rangers, and congratulations on a job well done.
Tanya, are you okay? After everything that's happened today, I know it's gonna take a while.
She has the worst first day as a ranger.
Oh, yeah.
The worst first day of life.
Yo, you see how Adam's looking at her immediately?
Yeah, right.
With a smile.
He's just like, oh, hey.
Let's get that buzz.
Right away, Zordon.
Looks like she made it through the transition just fine.
Welcome home, child. Bye, Aisha.
I don't get it.
It is also time to bid farewell to our other friends.
We'll do it in person, Zordon.
Tanya. We would like you to remain here so that we may fill you in on some details.
Don't worry, Tanya, you'll be in good hands.
Oh, does she, like, live at the command center?
No.
Where does Tanya live?
Technically with her family or with Kat? I think she's staying with Kat.
Kat has a very generous family.
Thank you.
Tommy? Yes, of course.
Aisha did it for Kimberly.
Come to say goodbye.
Yes, you must get back to your
place. Yeah, but at least they kind of knew each other. Tiny's just a complete stranger that got plopped into their freaking lap.
What's with the ice cream cones on their chest?
We're missing. And we, you. But our own environment awaits.
They have, like, the logo looks like ice cream cones.
Till we meet again.
What, the things on their shoulders?
No, on their, literally, their right breast. Till we meet again. The left, if you're looking at through this angle.
Damn it, come on, camera. Oh, yeah, yeah, I see it.
It's very Star Trek-esque.
Yeah, the whole thing of this is like...
Meanwhile...
I don't like this thing.
Oh my god, this doesn't make sense either.
How were they able to teleport in there?
Dude, they grabbed the crystal. And then on their way out of the explosion, somehow dropped the crystal.
And I thought the crystal was only supposed to be held by somebody that's pure and good.
I have no fucking... That's what I said, it made no sense to me. And also, Rito's head... Look at this scene. Rito's head just actually just did a 180 or a fucking 360 for no reason. No, not that. Look at this.
But that's still ridiculous.
Yeah, his head jumps out, but as he's grabbing the crystal, his head literally just jumps up and like. Just watch.
All right.
Fuck.
Alpha, what's wrong?
Here, this is why Billy can't harness the gold power, because Billy jumps onto the command center while it's exploding. And he said that he absorbed too much negative energy.
Right here.
No. No, you'll see it.
You must evacuate the command center.
We can't leave you!
Don't worry, guys. There's a hidden chamber. It's. I think it's this right here. Yeah. I don't know what Billy was diving for.
Oh, because he absorbed all the energy from that.
Yeah. I think he was trying to protect everyone because that was exploding.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's like the equivalent of jumping on a grenade.
Yeah. Trying to... Poor Alpha. Say goodbye to the Jewish temple.
I literally hated the scene when it first happened, you know.
Yeah.
I was like devastated when that happened. When the command center blew up.
I
don't
know, man.
I was like, dude, they just got back.
Boy,
Tanya's
really thrown to the wolves here.
Billy! Okay.
No! Please!
I'm the last one left from the original five.
Survived? I don't know.
How did that explosion not break Zordon's crystal? I mean, not crystal. Power Rangers. Case. CO power. Awesome. That's how Alien Rangers ends.
Yep, it ends on a pretty sour note.
I got nothing more to say about the series. Altogether,
that may be why I dislike it so much.
I like the Aquatar Rangers. I like the Sentai. I don't necessarily care for the plot as much because it's, like, dragged out. I don't like that Billy lost his powers. And I give it a 5 out of 10.
I really dislike that we don't get to see the Rangers morph and fight some sort of monster before and then lose their powers. You know what I mean? Like, their powers are just gone.
Oh, the Alien Rangers have been fighting people all week, more or less.
Yeah. They need to hydrate. They need some Gatorade.
What do you guys give it?
I mean, of the little bit that I've rewatched, and considering that, you know, and I don't have too much desire to really go back and I really don't. Yeah, I'd say 4. And even that is mostly based on the aesthetic of, like, the Sentai that they used. You know, like, the footage and the monsters and stuff are cool. But, you know, story-wise, it's just, like, this was just, I don't know, them trying to really milk what was left of Mighty Morphin that they could, you know, just leading into Zeo, you know, it was just like, all right, like, we really ran out of stuff. Whatever happens to Master Vile?
Oh, he dips.
He just dips, like, in the second episode. Yeah, we're watching the first couple episodes. Yeah,
he goes, oh, that's right.
I've had enough of you guys, and he just
He goes, oh, you got, basically, he's like, all right, you guys, you know what? You guys take care of this. I should be doing more evil stuff where I can win.
Yeah.
And then Rita calls him and goes, Dad, we need a place to crash. And he's like, are you bringing that husband of yours? And she's like, yeah. He goes, fine. He's like, and Zed's like, ah. So overall, Scotty, what do you think of it? Out of 10.
I give it a 2, man. Really? I'm really, it hasn't aged well.
No.
It's very heavily reliant on Sentai footage. The rest of the plot, weak. The only benefit of this whole thing is we get Tanya over instead of Aisha. That, for me, that's a big upgrade.
Yeah, she's overall a better character. Yeah. So she's even now a recurring character in the comic book currently.
Yeah. Fucking A. She is one of the few to be three Rangers.
Yeah, that's right.
Technically.
Well, no, two.
Well,
two. She doesn't count as, like, Mighty Morphin, because she literally gets the Zeo Crystal.
Yeah, I'll give it that. Is there any Ranger to actually be technical? Well, besides Tommy.
Tommy's been, like, six.
Yeah. So, nonetheless, guys, that's our review of Valiant Rangers. Stay tuned for another podcast right after this one that is going to be... For our Halloween special, we're going to be reviewing the first Halloween episode, not the Pumpkin Wrapper one, because it wasn't really themed on Halloween, but it's the first episode where Jason, Trini, and Zach are not in.
Yeah, this
is when, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So we're going to flash back into that and wish you all a happy Mischief Night. Go see the new Halloween movie. It's pretty decent.
Yeah, it is actually solid.
So, with that, Scotty, sign us out.
Let's rock it.